Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. It's time for our little weekly visit again. And I have some scriptures for you and some thoughts which I hope will really prove profitable and interesting. To begin with, let me start with this scripture. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore, and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the field, for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shalt not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, this we have searched it. So it is, hear it, and know thou it for thy good. Job 5:17-27. Now, I like that scripture, don't you? It seems to portray to me the very picture of beauty and happiness and contentment. Did you notice here where it said, thou shalt know also that thou... No, I'm sorry. Let me go back just a little here. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. Just all nature seems to cooperate when one has his heart right. Now, going back to the very first thought in this scripture, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Happy. Now, this word happy is mentioned quite a few times in the scriptures, and that's exactly what I'd like to talk about for just a few moments. Happiness. Have you really found it? Or are you continually searching for it and never seem to come in close contact with it? Happiness. Real happiness. This portrays a picture of contentment and satisfaction and, well, just victory. We make quite a bit to do about the Declaration of Independence, and it was indeed quite a work of art, and it portrayed the thought of the early colonies back there when they were having so much trouble with the mother country, Great Britain, and they were unhappy with the taxes, and pressures were put on them, and requirements which they didn't feel were right. So they came to this point where they revolted against it. And I don't know if you've ever read the Declaration of Independence. If you haven't, you ought to do that sometime. There's quite a few interesting things in there that you might not be aware of. Of course, you may remember that Thomas Jefferson was the chief author of this work of the Declaration of Independence. John Hancock was the president of the Congress back in those days, and very few changes were made in that original Declaration of Independence as was written by Thomas Jefferson. But it started off like this. I'm going to quote, listen, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Now, that's well said. Of course, that's the end of quote. Now, that's well said. Notice, among those things which God endows each one with, the Creator, in other words, I wish this was used more often in the terminology these days among our congressmen and senators and so on, that they would recognize the power of the Creator. But among those things, it said, that here was life and liberty. Well, that's good. Liberty of speech, liberty and freedom of choice and all this sort of thing. That's good. But notice what it said about happiness. The pursuit of happiness. Well, I'm glad he said it that way. He didn't guarantee that everyone's going to have happiness. No. And sorry, the fact is otherwise, that there are so many folks who are not happy today. If it really came right down to the facts of it, there are many, many folks today, their very countenance tells me that there is discontentment. There's sin inside. There's unhappiness there. And things are not what they ought to be. Oh, they seek after happiness. Yes, we want a fine home. We want a beautiful wife and a good wife and a true one and a wonderful husband and one that'll provide for us. And we want all these. We want, don't you see? They want these things. They want happiness. Ah, but dear ones, happiness comes on the inside. This is a relationship that exists with a person between this person and God. Notice another scripture. Happy is a man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, talking about wisdom now, and happiness and so on, wisdom, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Proverbs 3:13-18. Now, do you want to really be happy? Then you lay hold upon wisdom. Seek after God and the wisdom that cometh down from above. This way, you can really be happy, even in the midst of turmoil and trouble and all the things that surround us today. Now, another scripture. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Trusteth in the Lord. That's Proverbs 16:20. Now, it's a wonderful thing to have trust in God. This brings contentment. That's what it does. To know that God's ruling over all, that He's going to take care of me, that He's going to take care of the country, that He's going to take care of the things that pertain to my life. Trusting in the Lord. Happy is he. Now, we're getting down to the basic principles of where happiness is found and how you get it. Trust and faith in God. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Romans 14:22. So happiness comes when you're at peace with yourself, you're at peace with God, you're at peace with others. Yes, and the very beasts of the forest and the rocks and the stones of the field. There's contentment. There's peace there. Behold, we count them happy which endure. James 5:11. So the things that you're unable to enjoy, endure them. And knowing that God's going to work out all things for your best and for His glory. Again, happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. 1 Kings 10:8. You know who said that? Well, that, dear ones, was the comments of the Queen of Sheba when she saw the glory of Solomon and all of his wonderful kingdom. But I want to tell you today that the saints of God, the people of the Lord, are in a kingdom that far exceeds any earthly kingdom which has ever existed in this world or ever will be. That's the glorious kingdom of God. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Psalms 128:1-2. Now there's again the scripture that shows us who's going to be happy. Those who have faith and trust in God, that fears the Lord. Again, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalms 144:14-15. Notice this one for just a moment as we pass by. That there be no complaining in our streets. And it said there that there be no breaking in nor going out. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, what we need today is a return to the God of our fathers, the God of the Creator, who loves us still, and He's grieved at the conditions existing in our fair land today. Breaking in and going out and all this turmoil and all, it's caused because there's a restlessness in the hearts of men and women. Oh, the restless condition because they haven't found the Lord. That there be no complaining in our streets. Contentment. This is what we need. And I tell you, it's not the laws of the land that'll bring contentment. It's going to come if we find it, if the country finds it, it's going to come when we have a returning unto God. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Psalms 146, 5. There are so many other things that we could go on and on for some time. But notice, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. 1 Peter 3:14. I tell you, dear ones, you can be happy right in the midst of trouble. Our Father, we thank you today for this privilege of visiting with the dear ones who listen out in Radio Land to the Mission Trail broadcast. We thank you. You've made it possible for us to be on the air and bring these messages from week to week. Now we ask you to bless each one. Help them to find the peace which they're longing for in their hearts. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door flung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful goodbye.